The fight over 5G infrastructure is about the digital divide, corporate handouts, city and states' rights, and China. So basically, hot mess. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. The whole multi-trillion dollar promise of 5G and its millions of jobs and new businesses is all just a pipe dream without infrastructure. Unlike 4G, which can be delivered through a relatively small number of tall towers, 5G wireless service relies on lots and lots of small receivers placed fairly close together. And installing all those little 5G cells is turning into a big fight.
This is being done at the expense of cities that are already overburdened, trying to deal with homelessness and a host of problems across the country.
This is Pete Holmes, the city attorney in Seattle. Seattle's one of several cities fighting a new order from the Federal Communications Commission that puts a federal cap on how much a city can charge when a company wants to put a 5G receiver on public property.
We have to essentially give up our property rights, our property values, to benefit private companies that will be doing the expansion.
The FCC says cities like Seattle are charging excessive fees, and the flat rate would save telecom companies about $2 billion so they could afford to build infrastructure all over the country, including traditionally underserved rural areas. Here's Brendan Carr, the FCC commissioner who initiated the new order. He says it's also the key to beating China.
They're trying to beat us to 5G. What that fight looks like is largely an infrastructure battle. Right now, they're deploying small cells, cell sites. Those are the building blocks needed for 5G, somewhere around 12 times the pace that we've been doing it in the U.S. And largely, that was due to our outdated permitting processes and regulatory red tape.
Look, we can cut all the red tape we want, but
there's no way that the U.S. is going to compete with China in 5G.
That's Mike Dano, editor-in-chief of the wireless industry publication Fierce Wireless. He says China can direct way more government resources and gobble up way more users than the U.S. ever can. Our biggest obstacle, says Dano, is that
the rollout of 5G has become shockingly politicized. You've seen it argued as a national security issue, because if the United States doesn't deploy 5G fast enough, then China will, and that will put China ahead of us in terms of technological capabilities. You've seen it argued as a national security element in terms of, you know, having a nationwide 5G network will make things safer, you know, will support autonomous cars, and that'll reduce traffic accidents.
But all this raises the question, if 5G is such a big deal economically and in terms of security, should the federal government pay for it? Here's Seattle's Pete Holmes again.
You know, our whole interstate highway system was underwritten by the federal government. That's why we have had such good infrastructure.
Back in January, the Trump administration actually floated the idea of a secure national 5G network. Brendan Carr from the FCC says there is no way that's going to happen. But he said there are already existing federal funds to build out internet and 5G access, especially in rural areas. Although those funds are small compared to the $400 billion China has directed toward 5G over just 5 years. And now for some related links. Honestly, maybe we don't want so much internet. A story in The Atlantic yesterday terrifyingly details all the ways that teenagers are using Instagram to bully each other, like by setting up anonymous profiles just to hate on someone, or sending a constant barrage of messages, or tagging each other with bullying comments. Now, reading it, I did feel like you could substitute the word internet for Instagram in a lot of those places. Actually, substitute smartphones, and then you're really getting to the heart of the matter. But I can't say I don't see potential problems with how my teenage son is using Instagram, mostly because, yes, he and all his friends are using it. Parent company Facebook actually announced earlier this week that it will use artificial intelligence to scan photos to detect bullying. That has had mixed results in the past. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer. But I gotta say, it doesn't feel like 5G is gonna make us nicer. And speaking of name-calling in a roundabout way, lots of you wrote in after I talked about the dilemma yesterday of whether to call myself a nerd. Lots of you do support the idea that we should let our nerd flags fly. But I thought about how I've used it in the past, and it's true that when I said it, it was sort of self-mocking. So from now on, I will only call myself a nerd when I'm feeling really awesome about it, which, to be honest, is pretty much all the time. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.